Welcome to Waking Hope, nurturing healing and opportunity to find your purpose and better me empowered lives. We are now entering an hour of growth, light, and love. I'm Christine Vibrant, and together we will delve into what makes you, you, and learn that you can and should love yourself, and how Better Me Empowered Living can access these and more. You are more than the sum of your body, your mind, and your spirit. Find yourself as part of the divine. Find healing, rest, and positivity for yourself and the entire world. Waking Hope starts now. I'm so grateful for your time today. Thank you so much for tuning in and spending this hour with me. And we're going to learn what Waking Hope is about. And we're going to learn how waking your hope can lead you to access your Better Me Empowered Life. Now, before we get too far into the show, I do want to ask you a question. How have you shown yourself love today? Now, what do I mean by that? And why didn't I ask a yes or no? It's difficult in a daily life when you're busy and stressed and running around and trying to meet the expectations of everyone around you, of those you love, of work, of society, that we barely have time to really care for ourselves. And little acts of self-love in your day can really spark those moments of self-compassion and kindness for yourself. And these can look different for everybody. So I have to ask you, how have you shown yourself love today? I'm going to answer my question, and it's a little bit funny. My showing of love today almost got me stuck in the shower and late for this show. So I want to share a little bit of that. Now, I have these wonderful self-care products that are here to elevate our love and our self-care for ourselves. Because most people struggle with self-love, it's good to have moments that are pure and gentle. I want to show you what got me stuck in the shower. Here is a soap called Earth Child. And what this has in it is St. John's wort, which is wonderfully relaxing, as well as some turmeric and juniper leaf. This got me stuck in the shower. Now, what the soap did for me was it thrilled my body. I got to have this moment of loving every part of myself. Our moments in our shower is the one time when we really are alone, for the most part, I'm sure. And so it's good to take these moments to show yourself some care, to pick the best quality of self-care that you can. Now we're going to jump into Waking Hope and using Pandora's Box as a way to describe what Waking Hope is. And as I'm coming in here at 10 a.m., Central Time, I know on my Pacific side of the U.S., it's 8 a.m., and that's a little early for some of you. So whether you're driving, whether you've just woken up, whether you're already into your day, or on the East Coast at 11 a.m. getting ready for lunch, I want you to consider how to wake your hope and what that looks like. And to keep in mind that when you're starting something new or something that is unfamiliar, approaching it gently is a really great idea, because you have those moments of awareness, of mindfulness and consciousness, that what you're putting into place for yourself is fantastic. It helps you tap into intuition. So let's dive into Pandora's Box. This was a really interesting part to research for me about hope, because I thought that it was going to be the usual myth of Pandora getting a vessel, a box, there's different names for it, from the gods. And these contained, in one side of the myth, all the evils of the world, and she was to keep it contained and to keep humanity safe. Now, we know that her curiosity overcame her. And since we all have these moments of curiosity overcoming us, we can empathize with her. And so what she did was she opened it up, and in this side of the myth, all the evils escaped into the world. And she shut the box, trapping hope inside. And it always struck me as a little weird that there was hope inside a box with a bunch of evils. So as I continued to research the myth for the show today, I stumbled upon a different view, an alternative view. We live in a world of duality. It stands to reason there would be an opposite view. And this side of the story said that instead of all of the evils of the world, Pandora's vessel, Pandora's box, contained all the good of the world. And so these were opened up and let out, shedding hope inside. Now, as you sit and ponder that, I do want you to consider that as human beings, we are duality. We have sides of us that come up, ebb and flow, light and dark. And as Terence the philosopher said, nothing human can be alien to me. So diving into these two perspectives really gave me pause to think. And as I sat with it, as you do when something new comes, it came to me that the two sides of the myth, spoke to two different people. For some of us who have faced traumas from many years ago, maybe your childhood wasn't ideal. Maybe there was neglect. Maybe there was more than that. It can feel as if there are a lot of evils in the world and that hope is the last resort. There are some of us who know how wonderful life can be. And so it seems that the blessings are out there and we just need to go and find them. And hope is what sparks that too. How can you find hope within yourself? This is something that each of us faces at some point in our lives. For some of us, it looks like going through chronic illness. My specific one was endometriosis, and I'm going to mention this out because there are more people with endometriosis than we are acknowledging, than we are aware of, because unfortunately, the diagnosis is surgery. And so I do not know about you, but I certainly wouldn't want to have a diagnosis of surgery for illnesses. I would much rather have someone connect with me and listen to my story and hear what I have to say. And let's work on healing ourselves. Let's work on getting to the root cause of these issues. And so waking hope is looking at yourself, whether it's in the mirror, through someone else's eyes, and giving yourself a self-love, giving yourself a love and the kindness that you're wanting, that yearning to be seen, that yearning to be heard and to be valued in this world. And there are some of us who are seeking with aching hearts. And I want to tell you a simple truth. You are what you seek. You have everything you need to live vibrantly in this life. And these words are not just platitudes from my mouth. This has been my walk. I'm talking my walk because I've walked my talk. And I want to share with you this incredible, incredible ability and opportunity within each of us to shine as brightly as it is that we want. You can be the change you want to see in the world, but it's best to start with you. Now, why do I say this? In all walks of life, whether it's been philosophy, history, religion, there has been one common theme. And this is through many religions and many cultures. I know this because I've gone looking. Self. Turning to self. The answer for all of our issues, all of our conditions, and all of our joy, and all of our happiness, and all of everything that we want in this life lies within us. We have been conditioned and programmed to look outside of ourselves for validation, to look outside of ourselves for answers, to have an external locus of focus for who we are. And that can be a way to approach it, but you're going to run into a whole bunch of energy that's not yours. And so it seems to me that turning to self is a little bit of an example of how powerful you really are. As we're sitting here, and I'm thinking about my rush around this morning, there's a little bit of anxiety, I'm sure, in all of us. We're going about our day. We're being a little bit unconscious, perhaps, of what our bodies are feeling and doing and wanting. And so you may feel a little bit of anxiety. And so what I want you to do is to remember that you have the power within you every moment of every day. And it starts with your breath. So I'm going to invite you to do something with me that I do with everybody I work with. Find your thumb, stick it in your belly button, and breathe into this part of your hand, bringing your breath down slowly and gently, and taking some slow inhalations and feeling your body expand gently, bringing the air down, down, down into your body, breathing through tightness, feeling the expansion, luxuriating in this free resource we have available to all of us. Taking a few deep breaths, letting all of that tension melt. As you inhale, think of all the love and the kindness and the beauty we see outside. Maybe you're inhaling flowers. Maybe you're inhaling the beautiful dewdrops on the grass. Maybe you love the rain like I do, and you're inhaling the rain. Maybe you love rainbows like my friend does. And so breathe in that beautiful, colorful vibrancy of the rainbow, bringing into yourself everything of this world. Reminds you that you are a part of it, a beautiful part of this planet, a beautiful part of this life. And we have what we need to access it within ourselves. Now, I'm feeling quite relaxed from this, and so I think it's a good idea to take a pause. And as you're sitting in your comfortable space, I want you to think again. How have you shown yourself love today? And it doesn't have to cost a dime. It doesn't have to cost a penny. It's your time, your awareness, taking those breaths, bringing it down, relaxing, stepping into self and saying, I deserve this. I am worthy of everything I want. I am what I'm seeking. I have what I need. I'm waking hope within me. I deserve to live the life of my dreams. And today is the day I take the first step, because Christine Vibrance said it can be done. And so we shall. And we'll do this together. And so as we take a pause right here, right now, keep your slow breathing. Keep that loving attention to yourself. Stay tuned. Christine Vibrant will be back with Waking Hope.
What if you could enter a sacred vortex of love and beauty, infused with the power of the earth and ascended masters?
Join myself, Dr. Georgia Herrera, and Dr. Sharon Martin in the Sacred Magic Show.
Bring in the mystical and sacred for healing, airing every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You too can have your health and life challenges melt away.
Join now and feel your heart open up to the answers to your most important questions.
You are a brilliantly self-aware woman with a big heart and a cycle of dissatisfying relationships. Maybe you're drawn to a man who lights a fire in you, but leaves you feeling amiss. Does that sound about right? My name is Love Coach Mariah, and I help women navigate the rough waters of rocky relationship from push and pull to peace of mind. Learn more at lovecoachmariya.com. The first call is on me.
Are you feeling lost in this journey we call life? When you awaken the truth of your patterns, limitations, and beliefs, you can start to heal relationship with yourself, others, and your circumstances. I'm Ritika Rose, life coach, author, and speaker. My mission is to help you align with your most powerful, authentic self and transform how you experience your inner and outer world. Find the confidence and peace to live the highest version of your life. Visit RitikaRose.com.
Are you passionate about impacting social change or working towards anti-racism as a society? Are you willing to deconstruct your innermost thoughts, ideas, and beliefs about racism? then Inflection Point Podcast, Cultivating Change from the Inside Out, is the show for you. Join Anita Russell, Mavis Bauman, and Gail Hunter in open, honest, and deliberate conversations every first and third Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek, the fourth Tuesday each month at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the golden age that provides truth and answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you monthly on TransformationTalkRadio.com on Knowledge Book Radio. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Welcome back to Waking Hope with Christine Vibrant, your Better Me Living and Better Me Empowered Living. There you go, Better Me Empowered Living coach. And I'm so grateful that you're spending time with me today. Now, if you do want to know a little bit more about what I am and who I am and what I offer, please head on over to my website. That's www.beingbetterme.com. That's BEINGBETTERME.com. And you're going to find a whole range of free downloads. You're going to see some videos to watch. I'll be uploading more. And you'll find some wonderful self-care and wellness products that will elevate your healing, your support your healing, excuse me, and get into Better Me Empowered Life. Now, since I have a bit of a scratch, I'm going to take this opportunity to have some tea, and excuse me, hopefully that'll get rid of it. Now, stepping into opportunity, this is what healing brings. When you try to focus on what it is that is keeping you down, you keep down. Your energy goes where your intention is set. And when you're setting your attention on what's not going well, your brain and your whole body is going to latch onto that, and it's going to continue to not go well. And so what it is necessary to do is to take these moments of resistance, take these moments of really dynamic energy in ourselves. And what do I mean by that? By that, I mean those moments of frustration and anger and grief and the things that just keep us feeling, why is this such a tough time for me? And being South African, I didn't grow up with Mr. Rogers. He's someone that I've met since I've come to the States. But what I want to say about that was he taught how to deal with emotions. And he said, if you make it mentionable, it's manageable. Some of us, when we're dealing with those deep-seated, resistant, dynamic emotions inside of us, we can feel it's not mentionable. And we can feel that it's better to oppress and suppress that side of ourselves. But that's not where your healing lies. The opportunity we take to say, I deserve to be better. I deserve to be the best version of me. I deserve to feel that my life matters more than I can possibly comprehend, because it does. I do want to share before we go on a little bit further, just a message I'm getting. I'm an empath and an intuitive, and my healing has opened up my senses in a way that is empowering. So many empaths feel that they cannot function in this world because it's too painful. And the truth of the matter is, that's your data. Your emotions as they flow through you can feel really overwhelming, but they are essentially data. And when you can give yourself that little bit of space and grace to look at what is going on with love, love for yourself, love for who you're wanting to be, and love for what you're doing in this world, it gives you an opportunity to step into the most powerful version of yourself. Now, how do we do that when we're feeling overwhelmed? We've talked about the breath and we've experienced it. And this is one of the most powerful tools that you can access. I do offer many different coaching techniques on breath, and I've used them myself. And if you have restrictions in the body, especially people with endometriosis, people that have had adenomyosis, people that have had multiple surgeries, you are experiencing restrictions in your body. I was. And it took a lot of work to break through those and to understand what they were. But once I got through, the powerful feeling of accessing what was inside of me to heal gave me power back over what was trying to keep me down. And so this is what I want you to understand. Giving yourself that space is vital. The breath is part of it. Your mind is another part of it, because we give our brain way too much power. Your brain is a beautiful tool, but it believes everything you tell it. And so if you say you can't, you're right. If you say you can, you're absolutely right too. Those moments of dynamic attention and dynamic emotion, as it comes up, breathing through it gives you the ability to move it. Using the breath, bringing it up, is another way. For some of us, it's a lot. And so we need to take it a step further. Stepping into journaling took me a lot of time, patience, and practice. Journaling is one of the most fundamentally beautiful ways of transmuting that energy that you don't like into something that elevates your life. Taking that pain point that is holding you down and weighing you down and processing it in a beautiful healing way will empower you and will lift you up beyond your comprehension. I know this because I'm here in front of you speaking, and for 5 years of my life, I was silent, unable to say a word even to my family. I was so overwhelmed by trauma that I couldn't even speak to those who loved me. And I have been loved my whole life. I've always felt it. Accessing journaling, using my meditation practices to tap into the part of myself that is loving, eternal, wanting me to be the best, wanting me to vibrate with this intensity, gave me pause. And I felt a little overwhelmed and a little afraid of the power inside of me, because my whole life I was told I was weak. I was incapable. I should leave all of the difficult things to someone else. And I should just go and be in the corner and read my book. But what I found through facing that journaling is not homework. Journaling is not the schoolgirl. Journaling is not that traumatized child. It's the part of me that has been my guide and my protector throughout, coming through the intuitive side of me, connected to my higher self and the source of all of our lives, getting voice. Definitely step into journaling. Now, the power of writing down who you are is going to open up opportunity for your hope to shine through. And I want to give you a bit of a taste of that. So while we're here, I want to speak out now. Get a pen, pencil, something to write with, a piece of paper, scrap, whether you're using your phone, bring up the notes. And we're going to really step into an experiential exercise of what it is to tap into this part of you that has something to say. The intuitive part of you that we've been programmed to keep down. This part of us that wants us to succeed, is our best cheerleader, is the one looking through our eyes at the world going, I know there's more. I know there's better than this. I deserve better. Who is this person inside of me? For those of you who are perhaps rolling your eyes and going, what is she talking about? I really encourage you more than anyone to step into this hour. Well, what do we have left? Half an hour with me? We're going to take some time today really stepping into hope. What it is, who you are, the divine in you. Because we do all have a spark of source within us. This is who we are. We are part of God. And we're a part of this earth coming together and a beautiful vessel. The vessel coming back into it, hope waking it up, whether it's the evils of the world that have escaped or the blessings of the world that have escaped. However you chase them or deny them, they're there and they've been out much longer than your hope has been awake. Be gentle with yourself. If you are facing the hardness and the evils and they are right here and they're giving you resistance and they're giving you pause, ignore them. Tap into you. If you're chasing blessings and you're wanting all these wonderful things that life has to offer, don't chase. Attract. Shine brightly. Write these things down. Step into journaling. Whether it's a sentence a day, whether it's taking a prompt and saying, the truth about how I'm feeling right now is, the truth about waking my hope is, what I'm hearing from Christine Vibran is this. Your words make your world, but more than that, your thoughts matter. And we cannot always be conscious of our thoughts or guard them or be aware of what's coming up. That takes time and practice. So let's start with the words. Let's start what's right here, right now. Just as we have a physical body to work with, it's really easy for us to see the results. Using your words can show you who you are at this moment, and it can help you access who it is you want to become. And stepping into that better me, empowered version of yourself, every moment that you are aware of it, will elevate your healing, open opportunity, and help you step into the purpose that is yours exclusively and uniquely on this world. And we need you. I need you. Every single one of you is valuable. And I love you. I love you because I'm here today. And this is a big act of self-love for me. Overcoming what tried to overcome me is a wonderful act of taking pain, turning it into power. We're going to take a little bit of a pause again. Don't forget your paper and your pen. And I'm going to leave you with this thought. What does it look like if you choose you and to be the better empowered version of you? What does that look like for you? We'll be back. Christine Vibran, Waking Hope. Don't forget, if you want to check out more during the break, head over to www.beingbetterme.com. And I'll see you after this. Stay tuned.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion with me, Carrie Knutson, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnutsonSpeaks.com.
Too many people go too long forgetting their true soul purpose. Join me, Gina Gale Gray, every fourth Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific in Savvy Solutions. Take the journey back to me with a Freedom Coach and Oracle on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find your soul oceans now in my show. Learn how you can release the wall around your heart and follow your emotional being back to connection and compassion. Visit AnywhereMindBodySoul.com.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and yes, our office is open, and we are doing strictly phone consultations. If you would like to call and get tuned up, it's perfect time with everything that's going on and things aren't calming down. Pick up the phone and give us a call. It's quick and easy, and it's fun. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Juggling life's relentless demands can leave us unbalanced and restless. Do you feel stuck in the overwhelm? Diane McClay is a personal empowerment coach, author, and compassionate storyteller on a mission to boost you into balance and help you move forward with passion and purpose. Get unstuck with Diane on The Diane McClay Show every second and fourth Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Diane, visit DianeMcClay.com. It's time to tap into your divine self through angelic guidance. Join your host, Cindy Smith, and co-hosts in The Angel Empowerment Show from I Can't to I Can, airing every Monday, 6 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn from four of the best angel empowerment practitioners in the field. Together, they will share experiential teachings and offer live, on-air professional angel card readings and much more. For more information, visit CindySmithAEP.com.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to Waking Hope. You're here with Christine Vibrant, Better Me Empowered Living Coach, and I'm so glad that you're in with me today. If you're curious about more of what I have to offer, please check out my social media as well. On Facebook, I am at Being Better Me, LLC. On Instagram, endo.coach.christine. And of course, my website, www.beingbetterme.com. Now, I do want to remind you, I have a giveaway going. I did forget to mention this at the beginning. Nerves are what they are, but head on over to my socials. Check out that giveaway. There are two going at the moment. The first one is for my consult. Now, this is an important thing because in my consult, we're going to dive into discovery. We're going to find out what your Better Me Empowered Living lifestyle looks like, who you are when you step into this version of yourself, and how I can support you on your journey. I also offer, as a giveaway, a full chakra tea set. This is from the root chakra, the sacral chakra, the solar plexus, heart, throat, third eye, crown, as well as a really beautiful, cute little tea infuser. These are fantastic teas. Head on over to my social media. I'm going to be announcing the winners live on my following show. So please go and find out how you can do this. It's also on Transformation Talk Radio's giveaway page. Now, stepping into purpose, I really encourage you to have that pen and paper ready. Stepping into purpose is a fantastic way to get in touch also with your intuition. While you're getting those handy, here's a little bit of what I did to empower myself. Yesterday, I was very, very nervous for the show today. This is my first show, and I mentioned before I overcame 5 years of silence, of being unable to speak even to my family. And here I am speaking to you live on a global network, going to be recorded, going into a podcast, and oh my goodness, the self-sabotage that tried to get a hold of me yesterday. A good way to distract yourself when these things come up and it feels very energetic is to do something new and fun and something you've never done and probably will suck at, and that's okay. Mine was making paper. So don't forget, go grab your pen, go grab your paper. This is what I did yesterday. I've never done it before. It was so much fun. I laughed at myself. I made some messes, and I made some videos as well on how I did this. So go and check out my silliness. Now, as you have your pen and paper handy, we're going to bring into our minds three people that we admire. These can be people who are alive at this moment. They can be people who have been on this earth previously and have transitioned. They could be people in a novel. It could be a character. It could be a movie character. It could be someone that makes you stand up and cheer. I know my very first understanding of why people love comic books was watching Captain Marvel, when she kept getting knocked down and she kept getting up and kept getting up and kept getting up. And I stood up in the movie theater and cheered like I've never cheered before. And everybody laughed, and that was great. But I get it. I get it. When you see this person that you are just so admiring and in love with, and I want you to bring them into your mind. And as you have them, I want you to think of a few characteristics that they have. And I want you to write those down. Let's choose three each. So we're going to end up with mine, perhaps the same ones. As you're bringing into your mind, writing down, think of the characteristics you admire. What is it about them that is really catching your attention? What is it about these specific people, these three, as you write it down? Who are they to you? What is it that they bring up in you as you're looking at their lives that you think is fantastic and maybe you want some yourself. And I'm going to give you a little bit of time just to pop those down, write it down, take a minute, and don't forget that in every moment of this day and every day to come, you have within yourself everything you need. You are everything you're seeking, and your Better Me empowered life can start right here, right now. And so I want you to look at what you're writing down and see if there's any common theme. Perhaps there is. Look at what you've written down. And I want you to take that paper and I want you to know that that's who you are. Every single thing you've written down is who you are. And those can be your I am statements. Those can be your power statements and your affirmations. Affirmations are incredibly powerful. Understanding who you are and connecting with yourself is the way that you understand and can access how to wake your hope. I know when I admire people, what I admire is resilience. I think of Dr. Maya Angelou, who was one of the most resilient people in this world. And I'm grateful that she overcame what held her back, because without her voice in this world, it would be much poorer. I think of Terence Philosopher, who overcame slavery and used what he had within himself to win his freedom, and so inspire Rome that he became a philosopher. And I admire myself when I go to the mirror every morning, and I encourage you to do this. And I look myself in the eyes, dead on, and say, I love you. And I'm grateful for you. And I love how you're living. And I love how you're growing. And I love how you're healing and stepping into purpose. Because here's the thing. When we begin healing and releasing and moving energy and taking opportunity to work with our pain points and to sit with them and to look at them and go, this isn't me. This is an aspect of what has happened. And I can change it because you can. Speaking from experience, again, 5 years of not being able to say a word. And so I did the scariest thing to overcome this. Looking at what you've written down, I really hope it empowers you. I hope that what you wrote down perhaps brings a tear, because this generally does. Stepping into your purpose is going to look different to everybody, but it starts the same for all of us. Facing self, choosing to love self, connecting with ourself through your breath, through nourishing yourself. This can be many ways. I nourish myself with my self-care products. I have wonderful, wonderful skincare products that are Ayurvedic inspired. And so this morning I washed my face with a face wash that contained neem and holy basil and red seaweed. And I've washed my body with turmeric and juniper and St. John's wort. And I've nourished my face with rose and lavender. And I'm drinking a tea from rooibos from South Africa, my home country, that is infused with beautiful fruit pieces and flowers. I love how I feel when I nourish myself. And my purpose in this life is becoming quite clear that everything that kept me back and everything that scared me and everything that said to me, you are not this, you are not enough. And I stood it, and like a camel, I looked at it and spit it in the eye. And I said, fie on you. I am everything I need. I am everything I'm seeking. I have what it takes to be the most powerful, wonderful, loving, healing, growing version of myself. Because here's the thing. It's not selfish. When you are in touch with yourself, when you look at those attributes you've written down, when you understand this is who you are, you have this power within you, you can look in the mirror and you can say, I love you and I choose you. And in this moment, self-love and self-care is the most loving act I can give to the world. Because when you are okay with who you are, and when you go through experiences that used to knock you down, and that perhaps before used to shake you and quake you, and you say, I'm going to do this anyway, every moment, every step brings you closer to God. However you experience God, brings you closer to that divine spark within all of us, because it is there. That's enlightenment. Getting into that spark of you, releasing the darkness, the heaviness, the programming, what you've been given, and releasing what you've been given that is not yours, is a lifelong love letter. Your hope is the plateau where you rest and you take a moment to look around and to enjoy the beautiful, beautiful work you've done to get here. You take a moment to look around and to go, you know, however I might have felt in the past, I understand now. I am always loved and always protected, and I have everything inside of me to live brilliantly and vibrantly. I chose Christine Vibrant for a reason. I used to be Christine Silent. My purpose started by taking a step onto a stage at the age of 15 after my mother passed. And I took another step and another step, shaking, quaking, and doubting, what are you doing? And I auditioned for a play, doing the scariest thing I could do. And here I am today, showing love, showing care, showing an opportunity for you to live your best, best life. I want you to look at those attributes you've written down. And I really want you to sit with everything you could possibly be in your life. Take a moment. Take this time. I am so wonderfully happy to be sharing this with you. I can't wait to hear what you have to say. I love your feedback. Send me how you're showing love. Send me an email, Christine@beingbetterme.com. I really want to know how this is resonating with you today. And as we take a break and take a pause, I want you to think about this thought. If I could wave a magic wand right now in my life and change, what does that look like? Who am I? What am I wearing? What am I doing? Who am I being? Christine Vibrant here with you, Waking Hope, and I'm going to be staying tuned. I really want to hear how you're doing. And when we come back from our break, we're going to dive into empowerment.
Tune in to the Be Happy Now show with me, Claudia Sam. Flex your soul connection muscle and be your inner guide to fulfillment. Every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You are here for a bigger reason and are worthy of accessing it. Experience happiness now. Tune in to your intuition and connect with me. Visit ClaudiaSamCoaching.com.
Are you living life in full expression? Join me, Beth Wolf, on Life in Full Expression each Monday at noon Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn how to explore, elevate, expand, and live your best life, discover the seven dimensions of life blueprint of expression. Get ready to fully express, develop your limitless capacity, and experience amazement to become an igniter and inspire. Visit BethWolf.com to discover the dynamic coaching of life in full expression.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Melissa Johnson is a certified life coach, author, speaker, and creator of WOW Ministries, Worship Over Worry, designed to give you the tools needed to live a life of purpose. You have a choice daily to worry about your life and give up the fight, or decide to worship God through your pain and triumph victoriously. Melissa Johnson offers a variety of books, curriculums, and programs to guide you through a self-discovery journey.
Book your consultation with Melissa Johnson today at wowministriesllc.com.
Hi, everybody. Christine Vibrant here. As you can see, super vibrant with my wig. This is my act of self-love for you today to show you how much fun it is to be absolutely in love with yourself, in love with how weird you are, step into your silliness, and also, of course, a shout out to Breast Cancer Awareness Month. This is something that affects both men and women, and I do not really want to touch too much on it other than to say, be aware of what's going on in your body. Be aware of what's going on in your spirit, how you release, how you heal. And keep in mind that there are healing and empowering ways that we can all access. Accessing your healing and accessing your empowerment will look different to everybody and will look different for everybody, as it should. We live in a world of vibrant opportunities. We live in a world with so much potential and so much untapped potential that it is absolutely essential for every one of you to be the weird, silly self you really are, to tap into that inner child who's been maybe oppressed, who's been quiet, who's been holding on to things they shouldn't have for too long, and to help them let it go and to really enjoy your life. You're here. You're still here. You're here with us. And I tell you what, I love that you're here. I'm an empath. I'm an intuitive. I've been getting wonderful downloads this entire show. And really what I'm getting mostly is gratitude that you're here with me today. Gratitude that you are choosing to step into the better me empowered version of you. Waking the hope inside of you. Choosing self. Looking in the mirror and saying to yourself, I love you. You are the one that's worth my time. You deserve everything in this world that lights you up and sparks the joy inside of you, to quote Marie Kondo, and to really say, I want to have this day be the best day of my life. Maya Angelou would say, I've never seen a day like this before. And it's the truth. Every day is the potential of the best day of your life. And you have all the power you need. So here we go. Some real fun, showing you love, stepping into empowerment. Please don't forget my giveaway. Part of that empowering is self-care. Using products can feel selfish. And we have been conditioned to perhaps buy things that we don't want to. I know when I was using products from stores that I didn't always want to step into my self-care. It didn't feel good. But you can choose self-love for yourself. You can choose to spend money on yourself, invest in yourself. And what that does is it grows your understanding of what empowerment is. For a lot of women, money energy is not empowering. We've been told a story, perhaps. And so investing in yourself is rewriting your money energy. Stepping into a physical version of yourself, especially when you have something like endometriosis. I'm an endo warrior. I've had 5 surgeries in 5 years, and it's still present. But guess what? I'm affecting my healing every single day. I'm choosing to dive into the root cause of what's kept me down. And what I'm finding is empowering. I'm finding how loved I have been this entire time. I'm finding the power of my body, that every day I choose healing and to let go of the energy that's stuck inside me that is keeping me down. It releases the programming that kept me in place. It helps me wake up vibrantly. It helps me wake up with a smile and say, today is my day. Today is the day I get to work with someone and really empower their lives and to see them shine vibrantly. Working with clients, to me, is the greatest blessing. And using my pain points to empower you to find your power points is a blessing as well, because everything that has ever happened to me has been happening for me and my highest good. What do I mean by that? I've been speaking about being silent for 5 years. Here I am on the radio with you. Those of us who were here for the third part, writing down the things that we admire about people, we've discovered attributes in ourselves that we perhaps didn't know were there. We've tapped into the wonderful intuitive practice of breathing and sitting with the breath and using the breath to calm and to bring your energy into a place of management and a place of releasing what isn't yours. And as we talk about next week, as we're stepping into empowerment of healing, waving that magic wand, changing something in our lives, feeling who it is that we are, I want to leave you with this visualization. Think of that version of you. You've waved that wand. Think of that version of you. Sit with it. Journal it down. Who I see when I wave my wand is. What I'm doing when I've waved my wand is. Write these things down. I would love to hear. Please send me an email if you would love to communicate with me. Christine@beingbetterme.com. But taking these moments and then looking in the mirror and going, I am resilient. And I'm going to show my resilience today by loving myself. And every time some resistance comes up in the form of an energy, an emotion that feels just yuck, I want you to remember the power of your breath. I want you to remember how good it feels to bring it down into your body, taking these beautiful, slow, deep breaths as if you're sipping in all the healing energy of the world, giving yourself these gifts, taking a moment, taking a minute every day for yourself, taking 30 seconds to breathe first thing in the morning, expanding it to a minute, expanding and expanding, taking that moment to journal what you're writing or what you're feeling, to write it down, to transmute that energy in your body and put it on paper. It doesn't matter how illegible it is. This is not a school project. Nobody else is going to read this. It's for you. You deserve this. You're tapping into who you are, and you're tapping into that version of you who knows everything you need. That version of you who has always been with you. The version of you who has encouraged you. The version of you who has kicked your butt when you needed it. The version of you you may be ignoring. And so I really encourage you, if you've enjoyed the show today, if anything has resonated with you, I encourage you to reach out to me, please. Send me that email, Christine@beingbetterme.com. Head on over to my socials. Enter the giveaway. Instagram @endo.coach.christine. Twitter is @indomitable1, indomitable1, like endometriosis. My Facebook is Being Better Me LLC. And if you don't have social media, email me. How have you shown yourself love today? How would you like to show yourself love? What does showing love mean to you? And I want you to understand the value of feeling how powerful it is to be loved by you. Love the one you're spending the rest of your life with. That's you. Feel how amazing it is to be loved by you. How do you do that? We've discussed it. Taking those breaths, taking those moments, taking pause, remembering to sit down with a cup of tea and just take 5 minutes to feel how wonderful it is to be alive and in your body. And if you are navigating chronic illness, I promise you, there are moments where you can access every wonderful part of you, even if it's just a moment. I know, battling endometriosis, fibromyalgia, there's a laundry list. And I'm overcoming every single thing in this life that has tried to bring me down. And in turning my pain points around into my power points, whether my vessel has let all the evils out in the world or all the good, my hope as my springboard and as my plateau is what is keeping me going. My hope is that this has resonated with you today as well. I hope that you have felt the love that I have for you and that you are ready to step into your better me empowered life. Remember, you have the choice in every moment of every day. And taking a breath can be as simple and as effective as the most miraculous way of being. I thank you so much for spending time with me today. I'm Christine Vibrant, your Better Me Empowered Living Coach. Head on over to my website at beingbetterme.com. Don't forget the giveaway. Head to Transformation Talk Radio's giveaway page. And I look forward to spending time with you. Join me and Bettina Gomez-Lara next time. Bettina Gomez-Lara is amazing, owner of Kitsune. We'll see you next time on Waking Hope.
As this hour of Waking Hope comes to a close, I hope you have been lifted and strengthened. I hope you have turned your pain points into power points. For more love and healing, tune in again the second and fourth Thursdays of every month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time. If you can't wait until then, reach out to me at beingbetterme.com and we'll come up with a plan together to awaken your hope, supercharge your healing, and bring your world back into balance. Until next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.